The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And as promised, we're going to go to Westerville and talk to Al. Al has been very patient. He's had enough time to eat, I don't know, three or four chicken sandwiches while he's been on hold. Welcome, Al.
Hey, Bob. Actually, I had chicken for lunch, but it wasn't Chick-fil-A. It was from Kroger's.
Well, I was going to say, I hope it wasn't Popeye's or you'd get hit over the head.
I don't even know where there is a Popeye's here in Columbus, Ohio.
Well, the one in Westerville did not last very long. I mean, it was there and then it was gone.
I don't know what happens. I guess.
I don't know. I was kind of excited when it opened up in Westerville, but man, the next thing I knew, it was shut down. It was gone.
Well, that's the way some things happen. You know, this thing with Chick-fil-A, I mean, they've been relentless against Chick-fil-A, and just like they've been relentless against Hobby Lobby and some other well-known national Christian companies that are run by Christians.
Right.
And it's constant, 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 every day, every day. I have a good friend of mine who's a Christian attorney in the Denver area, and he says that He tells me the assault on the smaller businesses.
Mm-hmm.
It's unrelenting, and they end up, some of them just say forget it, and they close up shop and they go and do something else. I have a good friend of mine, and you might even know him too, or at least you know his former boss, Jim Custer, who's an executive down at Chick-fil-A. Not Jim Custer, the other person I'm talking, mm-hmm. talking about. And I've sent a couple of texts and messages to him trying to say, hey, what's going on? What's the story? Do you want to talk?
Yeah.
Let me know, because I honestly don't know. But the one thing I do know about the news media, they will pounce on this like butter. And already my good friend, I still call him a friend, Joey Scarborough. I don't know why he ever married me, because that's another story. He's been tweeting about this.
Well, the liberal media is just going crazy over this. They love this. They are going nuts over it.
Well,
and that's why, like I said, we're not best buddies, but Rodney Bullard is the chairman or the head of the Chick-fil-A Foundation, their philanthropic arm. Rodney would have been one of those making this decision. And I have reached out to Rodney and pleaded with him, hey, you got to get ahead of this or this is going to be disastrous. Chick-fil-A is going to have to come out. But now they're between a rock and a hard place, Al.
It's damage control. And if you look at the press, all of them, from ABC, CBS, NBC, even the friends at Fox.
Oh, absolutely.
They are having a field day, and particularly the liberal media, because they are raising a victory flag, because what has been going on for the past 3 years, and I'll put it right back, an assault on conservative values, the biggest assault going at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And and they will not stop. So they will grab anything. They will take anything. They will twist anything. If you look at how communists have taken over, I'll call them communists because that's the nicest way I can describe them on Family Friendly Radio. They will take whatever they can. They will twist it to their means. They will lie. They will steal. They will cheat. And if they need to, they will kill, which they have done in the whole past half of the 20th century. And they will do that. And you are so right, Bob. They will do that to Chick-fil-A until they completely capitulate. Because so many other companies have done the same thing. Their thing from this LGBTQ MOUSE that is out there. I was listening this afternoon where they're allowing transgender boys to go into girls' high school locker rooms in the Chicagoland area, and they can go and use it. And if they want to go and get completely undressed and take the shower and walk around in the girls' locker rooms, so be it.
Yeah, I just read the story just before we got to the Chick-fil-A thing. Well, I hope at best, this was a terribly dumb decision by the people at Chick-fil-A from a public relations standpoint. Absolutely dumb. Why in the world would you publicly announce we are no longer going to support the organizations that we have been criticized for supporting? Why would they announce that? You know,
they're trying to appease. An appeasement.
It will not work. It never does with the radical left.
The worst appeasement failure of the 20th century.
Yeah.
With Neville Chamberlain.
Well, yeah.
Hitler.
Yeah, All right, Al, thanks.
In the 20th century, when we went and we sent almost $1 billion to the Iranians, and that's another story.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Al. Appreciate it. Have a good evening. And you know who I really feel sorry for? The managers of Chick-fil-A's across America, because they are going to be bombarded individually, the managers of the individual stores. I mean, this is a huge story. This isn't a small story. This is everywhere. And the managers are going to be bombarded with questions. What happened? What happened? Did Chick-fil-A really cave in, you know? And the radicals are going to come in and say, well, congratulations, you finally came over to our side. And I hope and pray that the managers have been given instructions on how to respond to this controversy, because they're going to bear the brunt of the anger. And there's going to be a lot of anger. And If capital I, capital F, if Chick-fil-A really has caved into the LGBTQ, and again, I say if all of this happened today, this could be a terrible misunderstanding. I hope so. I pray so. But if it is, it is still an absolute public relations disaster. And Chick-fil-A is between a rock and a hard place. If they realize they made a horrible, terrible mistake, and they try to clarify to the Christian conservative community, folks, you have supported us through this. We have not betrayed you. We want you to know we stand where we have always stood. If they try to do that, then the LGBTQ people are going to be 10 times as furious as they were before. I'm just sad, because we have seen a large American corporation hang tight, refuse to compromise, and just do what God called them to do, which is to sell the best chicken sandwiches they can to anybody who walks in their store. And it's a tough time for them. I am praying they do the right thing. That's all I'm doing. I'm praying that the leadership, and again, I've met the CEO, Dan Cathy, on many occasions. Wonderful man. I just pray God gives them wisdom and they do the right thing. I really pray that.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
All right, we're going to move away from the Chick-fil-A thing. I'm just saddened by it. And again, I hope, I pray that it's just a huge misunderstanding. But because of the wording of the press release from Chick-fil-A, because it was ambiguous, because it implied, it did not state, hey, we have caved to the LGBTQ people. It didn't say that, and I want to make that clear. Chick-fil-A did not say, well, because we've been attacked by the LGBTQ crowd, we are changing. They did not say that, but they implied it the way it was written. And like I said, it puts them in an extremely difficult position. If they're going to clarify and say, you know, we have not changed a thing, they are really going to tick off the LGBTQ people. If they don't clarify, Christians and conservatives that have been so unbelievably supportive of Chick-fil-A are going to feel terribly betrayed. They're going to feel terribly betrayed. And it will be interesting to see what happens to sales. Since this whole controversy began, was ignited back in 2012, this has been going on for 7 years. Since this controversy was first ignited by statements by Dan Cathy that basically said, hey, I believe in traditional marriage. That's all he did. He didn't condemn anybody. He just said, I believe in traditional marriage. That's it. Since the controversy began, Chick-fil-A has done nothing but increase sales, market share, profitability, number of stores. There has not been one negative impact on Chick-fil-A through the entire time that they have held the line and just said, hey, we don't discriminate against anyone, but we're not going to be intimidated either. So we'll see. We'll see. Speaking of other businesses, this is from Yahoo News. Yeah, I'm surprised. Headline, Starbucks open bathroom policy may be hurting foot traffic, according to a new study. Yeah, Starbucks changes to its bathroom policy appear to be impacting foot traffic for the coffee giant, despite sales that have outpaced expectations. Since opening its bathroom doors to the public in the wake of a controversial incident in Philadelphia, the coffee giant has seen a 6.8% drop in store attendance per month. Round that up to 7%. That's big. The implication from, again, this isn't some Christian conservative site. This is Yahoo News, indicating people are responding in a negative way to the policy that Target adapted. Remember, Target said, hey, anybody can use our bathrooms, male, female, doesn't make any difference. Anybody can use our dressing rooms, male, female, doesn't make any difference. Starbucks adopted the same policy. if you're a man and, hey, you want to go into our women's restroom, hey, we welcome you. There has been a 6.8%, again, rounded up, 7% drop in store attendance per month. Maybe it's not such a good idea to capitulate to the far radical left. And let me end this segment, and many of you listening on AM 880 will be going away. And again, during November and December, our AM signal, AM 880, signs off at 5 p.m., November and December. But you can go over to 104.5 FM, or you can go to streaming audio on your phone, on your computer, on your tablet. You don't have to miss a single minute. But anyway, here is another piece in the Bible puzzle. Headline, site where Jesus Christ drove demons into the sea uncovered, confirming biblical event. Archaeologists from Israel now believe they have found evidence of the biblical event in Kersey, the historically Gentile district of the Decapolis on the eastern shores of the Sea of Galilee. Archaeologists, well, they have discovered a marble slab that's over 1,500 years old with Hebrew inscriptions. Quote, the archaeologists believe the slab to be a commemoration tablet dating from around 500 A.D., commemorating the event when Jesus cast the demons into the pigs. And then it goes into why they believe that this is the case. Now, the slab is from 500 A.D., so why would that validate Scripture? Well, 500 A.D. is pretty soon after the event occurred, and it would give an indication that it was not just a late coming legend, but actually something that actually happened. In fact, in the 5th century, a Christian church was built to mark the spot, but that was destroyed by the Persian army in 614 AD. The church was rebuilt, and then it was destroyed. The church was forgotten until it was uncovered by accident during the building of a new road in 1970. And now they have found this large marble slab with Hebrew inscriptions on it, commemorating the time when Jesus drove the demons into the pigs and they ran into the sea. Again, does that one archaeological discovery validate the Scriptures? No, not by itself. But when you add it to the thousands and thousands of other discoveries, the evidence just keeps piling up. Hey, when we come back, you got to hear what a teacher in Texas said about parental rights. No, serious. You have to hear this.